Blog Talk Radio.
Security.
That's my other half.
Of course.
This is the Horse Radio Network.
What a beautiful day for horses in the morning.
Well, good morning, everybody. I am Glenn the Geek, coming to you live from the Kentucky Horse Park in Lexington, Kentucky.
And I am Jamie Jennings, and we are broadcasting live at the Rolex Kentucky 3-day event, and you are listening to Horses in the Morning on the Horse Radio Network. It's Friday. It's dressage day number 2. I'm so excited. It's April 27th, episode 390, and thanks so much to Kentucky Performance Products for sponsoring today's show. We're in Kentucky Performance Products homeland.
Yes, we are. This is it, and it's cold here.
Absolutely is. I am a little desert dweller at this point in my life. And this.
And I'll tell you what, it didn't take me long to get used to Florida weather. And when I drove up here and got out of bed this morning, it's 39 degrees. I'm going, there's a heat warning in Ocala today.
Yeah.
Why am I here?
Let me tell you what is wonderful. I mean, there's so many wonderful things about Kentucky. But, you know, we're staying at the Clarion Hotel. And we are.
Thanks to the Clarion for putting us up.
Absolutely. And we're downstairs and we are having breakfast. And my husband, who is here for the first time in Lexington, grabs a newspaper. And I'm like, oh, let me read that. Let me just show you why I love Kentucky. First of all, right on the front page of the Weekender, Rainers Riders, happy return to the Kentucky Horse Park. Alfalfa is as cool, comfy, and local as ever. And then you turn it up open, and you've got a whole article on off-the-track thoroughbreds. And in the same paper, the old bay mare is better than she used to be. These are all headlines from today's newspaper. I love Kentucky. This is great. Oh, there's also
you don't
an article.
Get that in Phoenix, Arizona.
No. There's also an article about a 39-pound cat.
Oh, my God, that thing is fat.
Look at that thing.
Oh, my God, I thought that beast was fat.
Yeah, so this is why I love Kentucky. You open up the newspaper. Everything is about horses, horses, horses. We land in the Louisville airport. Every gate has jockey silks above the gate. I'm like, this is my homeland. I have arrived.
And you drug your hubby along for the first time. I finally get to meet Chad.
I know.
After all this time.
Year and a half of working together, and he finally gets to meet
has
my
she
husband.
Spent any money yet, Chad?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah? You're doomed.
Yeah.
You're doomed. Cut up the credit cards now, Chad. Just cut them up. Too late?
Yeah.
No.
We went back to the Southern Stars saddlery booth, and I'm like, okay, remember that saddle I got last year? I think I need a matching
collar. Oh,
God. I need a 5-point press collar.
He bought a boat thanks to your purchase last year.
Well, at least a payment on the boat. But it's been absolutely a pleasure to be here. And, you know, talking about being able to do a live broadcast, we got a whole crowd of people. Say
yay,
hi, everybody.
Say cheer and wave. Yay! We actually had somebody come up. The first one that came up to us, first listener that came up to us, I said, well, you got to be on the air, so let's say hi.
Hi.
And what's your name?
Marge.
And where are you from, Marge?
Portland, Oregon.
And you listen to us every morning?
Every morning.
Wow.
Yeah.
You're crazy.
Yeah.
I don't even listen to us every morning. Yeah.
I can't stand me.
We have to listen. So you've been to Rolex many times before?
No, this is my first time.
Oh, really?
Yeah, no kidding.
Have you ever been to the horse park before?
A couple years ago for the first time.
And what do you think?
It's great.
Yeah? Did you watch dressage yesterday?
Yes, I did.
Yeah?
I also did some shopping.
Did you fall asleep?
No.
Oh, just checking.
How dare you?
Checking.
Do you know how hard it is to go from a counter canner to a flying change
and then
do it again
asleep?
On the other side? Are you kidding me? Chad loved it. He thought it was amazing.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm still lying right now. He's like, no
Chad's leaving the building, I think.
Speaking of dressage yesterday, we do have one of our favorite guys. Hello, hotness. Boyd Martin is currently sitting in first place with Remington. Of course, we got a whole half of the whole crew to go again today, so I'm sure the leaderboard's going
to
change.
Did anybody get to see Boyd ride yesterday?
I did.
No, nobody got to see him ride.
I don't miss Boyd. What are y'all doing? Husband's gone, right?
Yeah, he left.
Hello. Boyd Martin with Remington.
He doesn't like listening to our show either.
Yeah. Second place, Karen O'Connor with Veronica, her new mare that she just got, and doing pretty well with Andrew Nicholson from New Zealand with Calico Joseph. And third, Becky Holder, off the track thoroughbred Courageous Comet, is sitting in fourth. Doug Payne.
Beautiful horse,
in,
by the way.
Oh,
just gorgeous horse.
How do they keep that horse so gray?
I don't know.
White.
There's a lot of polish on that baby.
And then in fifth place, we got Doug Payne with Running Order, and the list just goes on and on. And, you know, today is the day that Barb Cravo with Everready.
Your coach.
I know. I'm so excited.
Is she, what time is she riding today?
She rides at 1:32. Not that I'm keeping track.
So I have to make sure I at least watch one dressage test today.
Yes,
is that it?
We will be cheer. Everybody has to cheer Barb on. 1:32.
Is she coming over this morning?
She's supposed to be, but she was like, where are you guys at? I'm like, we're next to the avocado truck.
I know. What is with the avocado truck? I've never seen an avocado truck before.
Yeah, so I told her, come on by where the avocado truck is, and she should be here. Well, we shall see. But where are you guys from?
Chicago.
Do you listen? Are you listeners?
No.
Oh, well, now you will be.
Seriously.
And?
Rhonda.
I know. Rhonda's here. Rhonda, sit down once for us, all the way from Canada. We talk about Rhonda all the time on the show. How are you, Rhonda?
Good. How are you?
Okay, you got in? Go, okay. You got in earlier than me, I hope.
About 7 o'clock last night.
Yeah, I was 1 a.m.
We were at the border for
me.
An hour and a half.
They didn't want to let you in our country?
They didn't want to let us in.
No? Did you tell them you were fans of ours?
That's no. She's kind of shady looking. I might do a search as well. But bring out the dogs. Oh, my gosh. So it's so nice to finally meet you.
Yeah,
we've been,
you
know, with our listeners, it's so fun because we get listeners from all over the world that are typing on Facebook and chatting with us. So it's nice to finally. I'm telling you, Rolex is the Mecca. You know, this is where it's our annual pilgrimage to the bluegrass. We have to make it as women especially. And now we get to meet all of you guys. It's so fun.
And you're a legacy member. Are you still a legacy member?
Oh, yes. Every show.
Every show.
I'll have to catch up when I get home.
Yeah. Yeah, you have some catching up to do. Every show on since the beginning, right?
That's why the beginning.
That's why the border stopped her.
She looks crazy.
Yeah, a little crazy.
Absolutely crazy, yeah.
So what were they doing stopping you for an hour and a half?
You know what? It was completely random. They didn't even talk to us. They pulled us in, and then they wasted an hour and a half of our time.
Yeah.
Yeah, because they didn't check the car. They didn't. They asked us a couple questions, where we were going, how did we know each other, and.
Well, last night I went through a border state, too. It's called Georgia. And,
yes.
And they stop you there just because they can't figure out how to do the road system is why you get
traffic.
Stopped in Georgia.
Yeah.
That's why. But I'm so glad that you're here. You didn't get to watch anything yesterday, so today's
no,
the first day.
No,
are you guys just, staying through the end?
Yes.
Well, good.
Pretty much.
And your friends, give them a shout-out.
Yeah. Come on over, guys. Louise Bennett and Wendy Wills.
Hi, Louise and Wendy. Good to see you. So glad you're here. Well, you guys have a terrific time today, and we'll run into you, I'm sure.
Yep.
As the day goes on. Remember, Barb Cravo, her coach,
yeah.
130.
Did you want to see the picture of the 39-pound cat?
Yeah.
Here it is. Pass that around. That's news.
Not
Kentucky.
Not
Kentucky
good.
News.
Oh, that is not healthy.
They're like, oh, he's lost 2 pounds since he's been here. Well, probably should starve him.
And don't forget to do the Bit of Britain challenge thing if you get
oh,
it.
Yes.
So you can win the $1,000 in goodies.
Yes. And the Riders for Helmets.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're set up across the way from us, and I think Lindsay might stop over here today, hopefully, and say hi. They're giving away 50 helmets.
Yeah. I might have signed up already.
Some really nice helmets over there.
Oh, yeah. Fantastic. Well, good afternoon.
Thank you, Rhonda.
Okay. Thanks very much.
All right.
We'll see you later.
Bye.
It was so nice of them to stop by.
Yeah,
really
absolutely.
Really appreciate it. Thank you. You have a great day. Enjoy.
That's what's so great about doing this show live right at the Kentucky Horse Park is everybody that pops by and says hello. You know, we've got dressage is starting at 9:30 this morning with Madeline Blackman and Gordonstown, and then a horse named Belmont is going with Kate Hicks, Park Lane Hawk with William Fox Pitt. Now,
I passed this morning, by the way.
Besides him, besides that William Fox Pitt guy, there is one person, obviously, that we're going to watch for at the top of the leaderboard, and that is one Barb Cravo. Welcome to the show, Barb.
Have a seat,
Have
Barb.
A seat.
Get about 2 inches
the
from
mic.
The mic. Yep. Good morning, Barb. It's good to meet you.
Thank you. Good morning to you.
So excited, nervous, all of the above?
Give me a couple hours.
Okay. Too cold?
And it's too far away from my ride time yet.
Yeah. So, but Barb does something really interesting for her dressage warm-up that has gotten her in trouble a little bit before because they thought you weren't going to show up. Right?
Oh, yeah, the ACs, yeah. Oops.
Yeah. So tell everybody your kind of warm-up strategy because I've never heard this before, but it works for you guys.
Yeah, it's not all that uncommon, but I ride them about 2 or 3 hours. I work them before my ride. And I put him away and let him hang out, and then I get on about 5 minutes before my time.
Is that right?
And I basically walk down to the arena, pick up the canner, and go in.
Well, no wonder they're nervous. They're not finding you in the warm-up arena going, she's not here.
I know.
The poor volunteers are panicking.
I have learned after the AECs to let the ring steward know that I will show up.
Yeah.
And they're, oh, we know how you people are. I'm like, no, you don't all. So, I will be here.
Yeah,
don't panic.
So what happened at the AECs to make you realize that this is something you should let them know about?
Because I was on right according to my schedule. I was getting on. I was putting the bridle on, and then I hear over the loudspeaker that Barb Crabo is a scratch.
Ooh.
And I'm like, no, I'm not.
God, I'm standing right here.
And Martin, my husband, he goes flying out of the barn, sprinting down to the barn. No, she's not a scratch. Because they were running a little early.
Right.
I guess there was a scratch, and so they were running...
That is one of the
early.
Problems of showing up like you do.
Yeah,
now,
but, you know, they give
like,
us a ride time, so let us stick to our ride time.
At a show like this, you won't have to worry about that.
I'd hope not. Although I have to say, when I was here in 2009, I did that, and I came down to the, you know, to the warm-up that's right in front of the stadium, and then she says, okay, you're not allowed until down there until you're the next horse. I'm the next horse. She goes, no, until, like, you're the next one to go. I'm like, my ride time is in 3 minutes. And she's like, she just stared at me for a second. Oh, my God. I'm so sorry.
But you just
hurry, go. And she got in this all pan. I'm like, you're fine. And but it was funny because I had to convince her that I was not just the next rider into the warm-up arenas, but I really was the next rider in the ring.
So if we hear Nigel announcing today, Barb Crabo to the warm-up arena, please, yeah. We'll know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Definitely.
Barb's on schedule.
In the best English accent.
She's on her way. Yeah.
No problem. Yeah. So tell me about this dressage test. I was looking at it a little bit yesterday and watching these rides, and it seems incredibly complicated.
Busy. Yes, it's busy.
Oh, my gosh. How do you keep track of something like... I mean, sorry, you've seen me try to remember a beginner-novice test,
yes.
Okay, where it's, like, symmetrical
you've
and
done
perfect.
Fine.
Well, my little partner in crime, Christine, bless her heart, novice, twice in a row made the same error on the same test, and it's only, like, a minute and a half long, so...
Well, there have been a few errors. Yesterday, I saw a couple of people forget their test, and...
So even Rolex riders.
Oh, absolutely. Every year at Rolex, you look down the scoreboard, and you'll see a couple, you know, minus twos on there.
We had Reese Coughler-Stanfield on yesterday, and dressage Grand Prix rider, and talking about this test, and she said she wrote it last year as the warm-up here, and she said there's just the figure eight in it that has transitions that just aren't right. You know, she said it's a tough little middle of the test there. There's some
with the transitions that aren't where.
Well, she just thought it was a little. It didn't flow as well as she was used to.
Yeah, you know, it is kind of odd to, you know, you go in the beginning of the test, you go, you know, from a shoulder into a half pass, which is a lovely setup to the half pass. But then you walk, turn on the haunches, trot to an extended trot, all within 10 feet, and so it's very busy. It's very busy. But you know, the first time I rode it at, you know, in practice, I felt like I was riding each movement as a separate test.
Really?
Okay, and now I do this. Okay, and now I do this. And after doing it a few times, it smooths out, and I feel fairly comfortable with it at this point. And I feel like it actually is a kind of a fun test. But it is. It's like every letter you're doing something different.
Yeah.
And it's just there's no rest.
It's so difficult to go from a counter canter to then a flying change and then to another counter canter because your horse has got to be thinking flying change.
Well, that's why they do it.
that's why you go
across your diagonal and you do a flying change and then go up the center line for your halt and, you know, try not to get that flying change going down your center line.
Wow.
And so it's definitely a technical test and your horse should, you know, your horse should not do a flying change because he's changing directions. Your horse should do a flying change because he's on your age and you ask for a flying change.
Right.
And so they're testing you. I mean, they want to see that you and your horse are together and listening to each other and your horse is on the ball.
Yeah.
And paying attention to you, just not what he expects that might happen.
Yeah.
And flying change on that turn is kind of tricky.
Now, did you get a chance to walk the cross country yet?
Yes.
And I heard it's technical this year because they're trying to get people prepared for the Olympic course.
I think it's always technical.
Yeah.
It's all hard every year.
Yeah.
A little shorter and more compact.
No? Well, you know, I was here 3 years ago, and it's actually longer.
Oh, really?
About 20 seconds longer.
Really?
Uh-huh. No, maybe not. Yeah, about, I don't know, 15, 20 seconds longer. But there's a lot of questions on it and a lot of, you know, multiple, you know, the letters just, it's like you're doing the whole alphabet in one number instead of,
instead of a couple.
B. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, we have a couple, you know, there's at least one, A, B, C, D, E.
Really?
Yeah. And, but, the, you know, they're, and yeah, they're tough. There's definitely, you know, I'm not worried about Reddy not knowing the answers. I'm worried about, well, what happens when you get knocked a little loose and you can't get him to the next one because it's at a sharp angle and it's a stride away.
Yeah.
That's more what I'm concerned about is staying tight in the tack so that I can get him to the next question.
Well, I talked to Christine and them some of your students and they talked about how they walked the course with you yesterday, and it was just, first of all, it took 2 hours to get through the entire course with you, and it was, they said it was just terrifying.
Yeah, Christine was actually hysterical because, you know, we come up to fence number six after having gone through the first water, which was, you know, it's a nice first water, but it's not easy, but it's not the hardest thing on the course.
Right.
And we come up to the next, you know, it's a table, and I said, this is just a nice gallop fence, a nice confidence builder, and Christine's like, that is a confidence builder.
Yeah, it's like 20
you
feet wide and 7 feet high. You could have a picnic
just
for 20 on it.
Oh, my God. There's no
funny
confidence being built. I remember I laid on like in the giant picnic table or something, and after the whole course was there, the whole thing was over, I laid on the top of it and stretched my arms out and stretched my legs out and still couldn't reach the edges of it and then got a photograph,
Jamie,
of it.
You're not a very big person.
We're the same size, Barb.
If I'm not a very big person.
If William Fox Pitt does that, now you know you
he
got him. Yeah.
Toes hanging off the edge, yeah.
He might, but just some amazing stuff, and you know, just to see you and ride with you. I mean, you know, Barb is always bringing along horses, and running novice with us, and running beginner novice sometimes. You know, and bringing young horses along and instilling the confidence in them that. When I see you all the time doing those kinds of things, I just kind of think you're one of us, even though you yell at me a lot.
I only tell you to shorten your reins. Come on.
Yeah.
Although that's happening less and less frequently.
So we're past the heels down, toes up? We're past that?
We've never really had an issue with that.
Okay.
Yeah. No, my heels are down.
All right.
Kick.
Exactly.
Kick is
just
one.
Checking.
Yeah. Faster. Faster.
Faster.
Pretend you want to jump that jump, Jamie.
That's on YouTube now. Could you jump that again and act like you actually want to jump it? But it was amazing the difference.
It is.
When I watched the beginning, I was like, I posted a lot of these videos from our lessons on YouTube, and to watch from the beginning till this last lesson that I did, that I was like, well, I felt like I was flying around there, and actually it looks like he's just moving now.
Yes. He's actually breathing.
Yeah, he's actually a little tired at the end of it, fortunately. So it's been an amazing experience to ride with you, but to see you here in this light of like, dude, she's actually like for real. Like,
I know. It is very exciting for you. I'm so happy.
It's awesome.
Thank you. I'm excited to be here.
Good luck today.
And
Reddy
grazes.
Cheering.
He has never seen it. He just loves the grass. He's like, you walk him out of his stall and he's diving for the ground. There's got to be something to graze here.
I was just talking
he's
about
so
that yesterday.
He's so happy about it.
The horses that live here, you know, you take them, you go to get them out of the paddock, and they you walk them to the gate, and they stand there, and they wait for you to close the gate, and then you just walk them gently through the grass back to the barn. Horses in Arizona, something green, and it can be half a mile away, and they drag you straight over to a dandelion weed, because it's like, oh, my God, it's green. And here, he just must be losing his mind.
He's in heaven.
Yeah, this is
candy.
This is serious chocolate.
Yeah, and all over the place. It's just, he's just pretty happy about it.
Good, good. Are you hitting the trade fair at all yet?
I have not yet. This is my first time being in it, so I'd like to come in here a little bit today. So.
Well, you have fun. We're going to be cheering for you today. I'm
going
to watch one dressage test today, yours.
Wow, you're not even going to watch Mr. Pitts?
Dressage. I'll come watch yours.
Well, I'm going to go watch his.
We're going to still be
would
on
it be
air.
Pitt or Fox Pitt? It's probably Fox Pitt, huh? That
I think
Fox Pitt.
Yeah.
We knew who you were talking about, though.
Well,
it's pretty obvious.
It's probably the Olympic course, so. Well, size up your competition there.
Yeah, there you go.
But he goes at 9:46, so you better get walking that way. But thank you so much for
coming over
and joining us. And I know that we were going to try to talk to you and Heather and Debbie, who we did the Rolex preview with, but I cannot believe Debbie would not show up.
I know,
God.
She should be riding or something.
She's like riding in like an hour. How dare her. There's Christine. We were just talking about you.
I think you were. I have a hat for you.
Oh, yay!
Oh, look at that.
Oh, my gosh, an
Ever Ready hat. I love it.
So, here you go. You get
Thank you
one
very
too.
Much. We'll be wearing them today when we're
and
out cheering
for
you.
Chad.
Aw, thank you.
Oh, look, the whole fan club is here. You got the whole fan club.
He's got everybody hat. Love it. I'm going to put
Thanks.
This on right now. I'm not going to take it off.
Okay.
Good luck
we'll
today.
See you
Thanks,
so
Barb.
Excited. Thanks for having me on.
Well, this is where you're listening to Horses in the Morning. I am Glenda Geek, and I am here with my partner, Jamie Jennings, live from the Kentucky Rolex three-day event. And we had another guest just sit down, Bo, from Back on Track. How are you, Bo? Good to see you.
Good to see you guys.
Hey, where are you set up? You're over in the trade, the sponsor's
no,
row?
No, way down here.
Oh, you're down here?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, we are.
Well, so you're in the main, for everybody that's listening that is here, he is in the vendor section, Back on Track products.
Correct.
In the old indoor arena.
Yeah, yes, we are. So.
Well, that's terrific. How many Rolexes have you come to?
I think it's seven now.
Seven?
Yeah.
Now, you live around here, so this is easy for you, right?
No, we live in Pennsylvania.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
I did like you. I emigrated.
I don't think he's originally from Pennsylvania. Something about the accent gives that away.
It's Western Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
Well, we talked about a little bit yesterday, and I told him he had to pop by. You know, we talked a little bit about your favorite horse. See you at Peeler's, because he's friends with the trainer there, Glenn. So see you at Peeler's, and we talked a little bit how that she's back in action.
Yeah, yeah. It looks like she's doing good again, so that's good to see.
That is.
Yeah, absolutely. She's a great horse, one of the best, I think, I've seen out there. So
yeah, absolutely.
Do you still try and follow Spinnerbred Racing a bit?
A little bit. You know, I'm more into the show horses. That's the main, you know, that and the Western horses. Yeah, that's what we go after more, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
We have a lot of listeners that are in that actually own racehorses and train and do the standardbred racing and harness racing, and we've developed a whole new respect for it. We've had some of them on, and it's become more fun understanding it more.
Yeah, yeah. It's a great sport. I mean, I used to train them myself, and you know, it's a tough sport too for. You have to survive and make money.
Yeah, and it doesn't have the kind of money in it that on the thoroughbred side, the flat racing.
No, they don't. But you know, you get the good horse, you can make money. But you know, like Jim and them guys, they're good trainers. So and they have the good owners who can buy the good horses.
Yeah. Well, tell us a little bit about because I was looking over your product list yesterday, and being here at Rolex, there's probably some things that sell better than others here. But I was curious to know, what are some of the things that you think would be a must-have for an event horse?
Well, I will say that our blanket is our best product. For you keep the body sound, the legs usually follow. You know, if your back gets bad, something else is going to go lame too. You know yourself, if you have bad back, your knee or hip is going to go sooner or later. And
right.
You know, and we stop when we're hurting, but the horses go on, you know, so the blanket is the best product. But, you know, it's a little bit different than everything. And the good thing with our product is any horse can wear it. You don't have to have a race horse. You don't have to have a Olympic horse. This backyard horse can benefit from them, too.
Mm-hmm.
So,
you know, there's raining here. Something we haven't talked about yet is the raining that's going on tonight. You know, world-class raining going to be happening over in the new indoor arena. And you mentioned Western horses. So are you taking up raining, Bo?
Yeah, we have Tim McQuay and Tom Hodgkinson
from
this endorse our products, and we get more and more. We sell quite a few in the barrel racers and getting in more in the Western market. And actually, we're going to be up there tonight, so we don't get to go and eat dinner tonight. We get to go up and try to sell some more product and show the Rainers more about us.
At least start drinking it by then, though, right?
Yeah, if I drink, I fall down.
Now, does Tim McQuay let you ride his reining horse? Have you done a reining pattern on it yet?
What's that?
Has Tim McQuay let you ride one of his reining horses?
No, yet? I stay on the ground. That's safe. Same there. If I ride, I fall down. So
when you drink and ride, you must look really good.
Yeah, I'm crawling.
Oh, the perfect mix right there.
No, that's no, it's work here. We have to have the fun later. So, yeah.
Well, we appreciate you you know, being a sponsor on our show. That's backontrackproducts.com. You can find all the products. And we can't forget, too, we sometimes forget to mention the human products.
Yeah, we sell a lot of them.
We might have discussed the personal items that we bought.
That's right. She still wears that,
yeah,
too.
Yeah.
She even announces on the air when she's wearing it.
I wear them sometimes,
yeah,
too.
Yeah.
They're supposed to be Chad's.
We're talking about
Boxers, people.
Boxer briefs.
Now we sell a lot of people product, and it's actually where we started, and then we got to the horses, and now we also have for the dogs.
You know, I was actually looking at those the other day because we have a greyhound who loves to run, and she comes up a little gimpy sometimes.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
You know, so that's what I was looking at. But you know, you can't stop a greyhound from going out and having fun.
No.
You know, they have to do that, or they just go crazy.
Yeah.
So you know, we just have to, you know, deal with it after.
She like it down in Florida?
Oh, she loves it because we have our own paddock that she can run in. So she gets out more and gets to go out and run every day.
So,
she's loving it. And I'm liking it, too. I'm already adapted to the heat, Bo. So when I came up here, it was like, what?
Yeah, you get used to it quick. I lived down there for 16 years, so I know how it is. So,
I'm kind of enjoying the weather for sure. And
when I get cold up here, I go south and work down south. That's the way.
I'll tell you, our horse, on the other hand, was used to Kentucky green grass and went down there to that coastal grass and went, I don't like this. He would eat it for 3 days. Now he's eating it because he's figured out he's not getting anything else.
No.
Yeah. But there is a difference.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, Bell. Super. Appreciate it. Go sell something.
Thank you.
Thank you. Good to see you.
Well, that was fun. The raining is going to be fun. Stacy Westfall is doing a demonstration today, and of course, Stacy was the one that was best known for her ride years ago. One of the biggest YouTube videos in the horse world ever, where she rode bridleless and saddleless.
Like you were dying. I get goosebumps even thinking about it. Oh my gosh, it's the song and then the beauty of the whole thing. But yeah, I'm going to have to stop by and see that demonstration because it's going to be just you know fantastic to see Stacy Westfall in person. And that's what they do here at Rolex. You get more entertainment than just even the horses that are out doing dressage right now and then or cross country tomorrow. They continually have things going on. And there's always, of course, like we like to talk about, the shopping. And now I would like to welcome a personal friend of mine who, you know, basically we've invited into our home. And I share, you know, I think of you all the time. Every time I sit on my horse, and that's because I bought a saddle from you, I sit. And this Kelvin,
I'm glad you clarified that.
I was trying to think of, like, how can I back
out
of that?
Yeah, when you started in there, I was wondering how you were going to do that one.
His wife is going to shoot me.
Good morning.
Good morning, Kelvin.
How's everyone been?
Good. Southern Star Saddlery, of course, is what we're talking about.
Yes, of course.
Now, I heard you bought a boat thanks to Jamie last year.
not quite.
Down payment, maybe?
I think one of my girlfriends is going to buy the dressage saddle from him, so we're just going to keep the tradition alive.
Excellent.
Year. Yeah. Well, welcome. You come all the way from Australia to be here?
Yeah, it's always a long flight, but what a great place to come back to.
Yeah, without a doubt. Now, let's talk a little bit about your brother. Clayton Fredericks was supposed to be here. What happened?
Well, obviously very disappointed that I couldn't spend 5 days in the U.S. with Clayton. But, he had his horse all set to go, and they just had a little stone bruise, and they just didn't have the time to get, you know, the animal prepared to do the job that it needed to do, so...
Stone bruise keeps you away. Well, I guess it, you know, thank God it wasn't something worse, but so disappointing to not see him on the order of go when I got here because I'm a huge fan.
He's been getting lots of messages from all around the world, actually. So, it's disappointing, but, you know, there's big things coming up this year, obviously.
Well,
I've
never heard of it. What? London? What's going on there?
So, I think, you know, like all the athletes that are here, you know, it's a big year for them all, and they're all pushing, and they've got always a daily job to do in the preparation, and there's a number of horses. So
Well, so now I saw that you have a lot of things going on. You've been flying all over the world, and I saw on Facebook the other day that you even have an official mobile unit now.
Ah, yes, and. I'd like to introduce Laurie Callum, actually, who's here with us.
Good morning.
You have to be about 2 inches from the mic there, Laurie.
Good morning.
We got to be able to hear you.
All right.
Laurie's based in Decatur in Texas, and really, I suppose, it's Laurie who's got Southern Stars started in the state. So she met Clayton and Lucinda the year of Lucinda's win here at Rolex and started them off with doing some clinics here.
Yep.
And one thing led to another, and here we are with the saddles and the bridles and the leatherware.
Yep. We've got several riders in areas 2, 3, 5, and 6.
So the gear is
and
moving
10?
Around.
Yeah.
Hello? 10?
Oh, it's 10.
Oh, you gotta say 10 now. You can add that to your list.
We just did. As you can tell, it's spreading out. It's good gear and it's a great product, and we've just had a lot of great input coming back. So,
which saddle did you buy?
I got the event saddle. Okay. Now, I got to tell you, that's my coach right there, Barb Crabo, and you see who she's sponsored by.
Yes.
Yes.
I actually closed my eyes when I saw
it. I missed it. I didn't even
but
see it.
I got to tell you, though, this is kind of a high compliment. When you're sponsored by something like that, that is all that is acceptable. And when I rolled up with the event saddle, I'm like, I got a new saddle, and it did not come from, obviously, her. And she looked at it, and she goes, okay. And it was not like, oh. How dare, like, that's high praise. I'm like, yeah, it's like, it's like better than yours, whatever. Of course, like, she would never agree with me, but it was good. It was good, and it was not, her sponsored saddle, but she liked it. Yeah, I could tell. So
yeah, and look, we've absolutely benefited from having two world class riders in the family.
Yeah.
Road testing our equipment on a daily basis.
That's what I say all the time. I'm like, excuse me, Clayton rides in the saddle. I can ride in the saddle.
And Lucinda, apparently.
With Rolex, okay? So I can ride in the saddle. It's clearly perfect, And it is very comfortable, and I'm able to move in it. And I swear that saddle has saved my butt more than once, because it gives you, for riding cross country, you want to be a little bit more defensive. And with the horse that I'm on, you really want to be more defensive. So to have a little bit more forward of a leg position when you're out riding, and then to have the calf block, I thought when I got this saddle, I'm like, my calf's never going to touch that far back. Please. It's like first ride. I'm like, wow, okay, that thing is great. That really is, it kind of helps you lock into position.
Yeah,
and
sometimes you need a bit of security because things don't always go right.
Yes, I'm well aware of that. But you know what? I got to tell you, since I have had the saddle, and I'm going to knock on wood somewhere, I have not been bucked off my horse once since I've had the saddle. So there you go.
Happy horse, happy rider.
So apparently they're buck-free saddles. You can add that to your advertising now.
Put a little cap
on
the bottom.
Yeah, guaranteed not to fall off.
When you give the little brochures of, the quotes, oh, I love the saddle. Clayton's like, hey, I love the saddle. You can have Jamie Jennings from Horse Radio Network quote, I have not been bucked off once.
It knows better.
Usually what happens the first day you get a nice saddle is the horse rolls over on it.
I have another little horse I started, and he is not allowed to wear my Southern Star saddle because he laid down with one of my other saddles on. I was like, oh, thank God it wasn't my Southern Star saddle.
That's the first thing she said on the air, too.
I was like, my horse is down on the ground, and he's, passed out and whatever. I'm like, oh, think, not like, oh, my God, I better get him up. I hope he's okay. I'm like, oh, thank God it wasn't my Southern Star saddle.
We do have priorities.
Oh, are you okay? Should I call the vet? Thank God he's not in my good saddle.
So now you have other things other than saddles, though, too. Southern Star.
Yeah, we're heavily involved in product development, and we have a great range of leatherware.
Beautiful leatherware, by the way. I've sold tack for 20-some years now, and I've seen some crappy tack and some crappy bridles and some crappy leather, and that is not the case with yours.
Oh,
it is
yeah.
Beautiful. It's supple, which is important. It doesn't smell like camel pee when you get it out of the box.
Yeah.
And anybody that has bought a cheaper version of a bridle knows what I'm talking about.
Clayton's definitely adverse to camel pee. So,
seriously.
Not only does he like me to make him look good, he wants to smell good too. So.
Totally. Write that down too. Yeah. That would be advertising. You'll look good and you'll
smell good.
Our new caption.
Yeah, but I told
Chad. Camel pee free.
Yeah. I told Chad, because they all have these beautiful the stars logo, and it's on the side of the bridle, and it's also on the side of the saddle. I'm like, I totally have to match, honey. We've got to get the matching bridle, and then the 5-point breast collar and
see,
and running martingale.
See, that's the
martingale
problem with horse women.
Sounds like we're going to have a good day.
Come on.
Where are you set up for people? There are people listening right now that are here.
We're obviously booth 132,
132.
Down in the main indoor arena.
Okay.
And
you're right below us, actually.
Too far away. And we've joined forces with EcoGold saddles, pads.
They're a sponsor, too.
The product works really well with our equipment. And
beautiful saddle pads.
We actually represent them down in Australia.
Great
so
idea.
We're their import agent down there, and we've had a huge success with that product.
Yep.
So, if everyone's around and they're looking for Eco Gold and Southern Stars, please come and see us.
We're doing a drawing on Sunday.
What can I win?
We've got a lovely Southern Stars bridle, but I wasn't going to mention that because I was hoping Jamie was going to come and buy it.
This is my husband. I get to know him very well. We have to warm him up.
Good morning. Yeah.
Well, you guys, this is great. So we can come down, enter to win a bridle, and come and try out all the saddles at Southern Stars. I'm telling you, I love mine. So
yeah, you got to be in it to win it. So it's worth making the effort, filling in the coupon, and
you can tell your brother that we play his song all the time. It's one of my favorites.
Yeah, we do.
He's quite proud of his song, and as we all
know, he needs more of them now.
Yeah, well, you know, we have to start writing a few more, and
I'm sure he's not busy at
all.
I don't think he has
the time at the moment, but he loves his singing. He loves that he's got a band in the UK that they don't get out as often as they used to do.
It's called Team Frederick, right?
No,
isn't it? That what the band's called? It's called.
Yeah, they have a bit of a funny name called Snatch, but
I guess we can say that on the radio.
Yeah.
It's a movie.
But most people know that if there's ever a karaoke machine around, Clayton's not too shy on grabbing the microphone. So
do you sing too? Is that a family thing?
Not as well as my brother, but a couple of beers and anything's possible.
Well, thank you so much for stopping by. It's good to see you. I'm sure the crowds will be picking up today. I don't know how yesterday was. I wasn't here.
Oh, it was a great day
was
for
it?
Us. Yeah. We're really happy with day one. Had lots
of Thursdays can be pretty quiet here.
Yeah, they can, and we've experienced that in the past. So we're really positive, and it's just great to be back. It's always a great atmosphere. That's our third year in. We have so many friends that we've made. It's just a lovely place to come to. So.
And
thank you for having us.
Where can people who are not here at Rolex find your products online?
We're online at obviously www.southernstarssaddlery.com. And Laurie's contact details are there, so we're only an email or phone call away.
Yep, we've got great stock, so, just on the website and we'll place the orders and get you in the pack.
Now, is it shipped here? One other question. Is it shipped from here in the United States if somebody orders here?
Yes, we have a situation where in three countries now, so, we can draw stock from anywhere if we are short. And
mine came from Australia. I thought that was
kind of
cool.
So, it's not an issue.
Does it have an accent?
Yeah, talks to me. Keep going. Sorry.
The problem is, I suppose, with saddles, colors, and sizes, sometimes
there's always so many combinations.
No one sitting on the shelf, but we're doing a good job managing that side of it and import, export, and out of the factories. We're definitely, the orders coming out of the factories are more regular, and, the numbers of saddles that we're churning out is even quite staggering to ourselves at times, and it's good uptake, so... I suppose I'm very lucky that I have got Clayton and Lucinda, to hang, the saddles around and keep developing products. So, this year we'll get through the Olympics and Clayton's promised he's going to do a little bit more R&D work, which for me is exciting to grow the business.
Absolutely. Well, you guys, thanks for coming by.
Thank you.
Luck, and we'll see you, soon.
Yeah, shortly. Good to see you.
Yeah, I think she'll be down shortly.
Come down
coffee.
With that husband's credit card.
There you go.
He's a salesman.
Thanks very
from
much.
The heart. Bye, guys. Yeah, this is bad. Between them and one of our next guests is going to come up, John Nunn from Bit of Britain. Like, it could get ugly.
Well, let's take a break here for our sponsor, Kentucky Performance Products, today. And then we'll be back with more guests and more fun from the Rolex 3-day event. At Kentucky Performance Products, quality assurance is a key ingredient found in every product they sell. Each supplement is manufactured to exacting standards in certified facilities. Their ingredients are sourced from highly reputable suppliers, and their formulas are fixed to ensure consistency in each bucket. So what does the promise of quality assurance mean to you and your horse? It means you can trust that when you purchase a supplement from Kentucky Performance Products, you will see the results that you expect and the quality that you can count on. They guarantee it. Kentucky Performance Products, helping you keep your horses healthy, sound, and competitive. Visit them at kppusa.com. That's kppusa.com. Well, we're back here, and you're listening to Horses in the Morning. This is Glenn and Jamie here at the We're at the Trade Fair section of the Rolex Kentucky three-day event here at the Kentucky Horse Park. There's an old friend just stopping by. You want to do the introduction?
Well, he needs no introduction.
Apparently, really? You don't need an introduction.
Wow, nice.
You're not getting one, apparently.
No, we've got... We've
I'm Joe from Joe's Bar and Grill.
Could I have a breakfast sandwich, please? Because I'm really hungry.
He needs an introduction because we've had him on the show before, and, you know, all of us have... If you're a horse chick, you use his products. That's John Nunn from Nunn Finder Products and Bit of Britain.
Thank you very much. Glad to be here.
Thank you for coming on. Now, I wanted to talk to you specifically and just to remind everybody of what you guys are doing, the Chase the Cup Challenge, and the prizes that you guys are giving away. So kind of go through that again with us. I know we had John to talk about it, but just to remind everybody.
Well, if you come by the Bit of Britain booth, which is in Sponsor Row, it's number 8 in Sponsor Row.
And that's up by the outdoor arena.
Yeah, it's up by the outdoor arena. And so as you come down the laneway, we're going to be off on the right-hand side. And what we're doing is called Chase the Challenge Kentucky Edition. And Chase the Challenge is something that we've done for the last couple of years. And what we do is we give away, if you win, 2 back-to-back events, like beginner-novice and 2 beginner-novices or 2 novices or 2 trainings, lower level, you get a gift card from Bit of Britain of $25 and a pair of Nunn Finder boots. No questions asked. We do this across the country for the sport of eventing. It's sort of our give back. And what we're doing here, we're doing the...
I'd like to win one, by the way. So.
Does that count?
And you know, you would think that it would be hard for somebody to do that. We had 60 or 70 winners last year.
Really?
The people that won 2 competitions.
I didn't
back
think
to
it
back.
Would
They're
be
lying.
That.
You should check their records. You should ask questions.
Yeah. Don't worry. We checked. Yeah.
They were probably in my division.
Yeah. Well, you know, when we don't allow the... No, we do allow, but, you know, you have those advanced riders dropping these training-level horses back in, you know, but no, I'm working.
Just to win that $25. There's not much money at eventing. We have to do everything we can.
Yeah.
Didn't you just ride at Rolex, and now you've got that same horse novice? Yeah. How's that working out?
Yeah. But so what we're doing here is I've joined partnerships with a number of sponsors, and in doing so, you come by the booth and you scan a QR code or you pick up a piece of a sheet of paper that actually has questions on it. You then have to go, I think, to 5 different vendors, maybe 6, sponsors mainly, and ask questions about their products and get the answer to these questions. And if you do, you then deposit it into our box or download the QR code. Just hit submit.
They're so fancy.
And then
look at you, tech weenie,
yeah,
over
well,
there.
Hey,
huh?
You're the one who taught me everything. What are you talking about, Glenn?
I'm impressed.
Yeah.
So you submit it. And
you submit it, and we're picking a winner at 4 o'clock every day. Now, on Sunday, we'll pick right after the last ride. So our last horse jumps, we'll pick the winner. We just don't know what time that will be.
That's
so.
Because after that, and the rush gets out of there, Bit of Britain packs up their booth in about 2 minutes.
No.
3 hours.
Are you kidding me?
3 hours is what all it takes. It takes 2 days to set up, 3 hours to tear it down.
It always amazes me how fast that booth, how motivated they are to get that booth torn down.
No, but every time after show jumping, we go to make our final purchases. You're in line for about 2.5 of those 3 hours because, oh my God,
but
the place is packed.
Once we go to tear down, though, my crew, they've got it down to a science.
They do.
And we've
Self flying. Don't get in their way.
This is my 20th year as a vendor at Rolex.
Talk about that a little bit.
Wait,
because,
hold on. Let me
I'll finish the challenge.
Yeah, challenge. Okay.
So what we've done is we pooled product from every one of these sponsors, and we have more than $1,000 per day of product being given away.
Wow. Was there a winner
all 4
yesterday?
Days. There was.
Yesterday?
Yeah, Susan Bauer was a winner.
Oh, really?
forget. Not the one you know.
Okay.
No, another Susan Bauer.
Okay.
Was the winner yesterday. She came by and picked it up. Was ecstatic.
I bet she
was. Was ecstatic. I mean, how do you go wrong? I mean, and it's really, I mean, great stuff. And you know, it was every, all the sponsors that we, Chronicle of the Horse, Neutrina, Farnham, we've all pulled together. Charles Owens, this is, you know, so it's a conglomeration of, is that a word?
Conglomeration.
There you go. I knew somebody would straighten me out. But of everybody, of all these sponsors, we're right there on Sponsor Row in that alley, and it's great. So it's fun, and we'll do that all 4 days.
It'd probably take, what, about an hour to do, you think, to answer the question?
Oh, if you went around quickly, you could probably do it in 10 minutes, seriously.
Yeah.
But, you know, get
a lot of those teenagers will be, too, won't they?
Yeah, they will.
Did you get a lot of entries yesterday?
Yeah, we had a lot of entries.
For Thursday.
Yeah.
Can you imagine what Friday and Saturday, today and tomorrow, are going to be like?
Yeah, yeah.
When your tent gets to the point where nobody can even walk in the thing?
There are times, yes, there are.
Now, I got to stop for a second and brag on John a little bit, because he won't do it, because the one thing this man does is he can ride a dang horse. Just finished his second prelim with, tell us about your horse. Congratulations, by the way.
Yeah,
that's
horse. My brother's a thoroughbred trainer, like I used to be, and he put a horse in my barn a few years ago when I said I needed one, and gave him to me, and I've got him up to prelim now, and we went around our second prelim course, nice thoroughbred horse off the track, you know, and it's just nice to do that, because as a thoroughbred trainer all those years, I have to admit, you know, as a thoroughbred trainer, we push those horses. And it's nice to be able to give back. So now I've actually got two going, just a beginner novice horse and a prelim horse, and it's just fun. I'm getting out there. I'm getting to do ride a lot, and you know, it, with technology that Glenn taught me, you know, you can work from home. You don't have to. You know, there's just a lot you can do.
He was looking for an excuse not to show up at work.
There you go.
He's in his riding pants or his pajamas. That's all he wears.
Yeah.
Now, how cool is it what the Jockey Club is doing? Do you guys have some of those shows around you that they're doing a lot of the Jockey Club incentive, the Thoroughbred incentive program, where the best placed off the track Thoroughbred gets some cash, which is important in eventing, especially.
Yeah, the Jockey Club's put $100,000 into it, big money, and we do have some. We don't have many yet, but they will grow in our area. New Jersey has a couple right now, and I have to admit, I haven't looked down through the list of all of them.
Yeah.
But, I think it's a great idea. These horses are so useful. People didn't realize how useful a thoroughbred can be after their racing career.
Yeah. Well, after getting a 28 on my dressage test at Three Day Ranch, I thought, I'm a shoo-in. And then it started snowing. And my entire horse trial was really canceled.
Made for some great stories on the radio.
Yeah.
They
hail. I ran cross country in hail. It was fun. Yeah, good times.
I was at Pine Top 2 years ago, and literally they dragged, they actually went with the bucket around the cross country course and got the 5 inches of snow off the cross.
Yeah.
Yeah. The next day it was 60.
Pine Top?
Yeah.
In Augusta?
Yeah.
Uh-uh.
Yeah.
I don't believe you.
I wouldn't either, but I was there.
Hey,
at least the footing was nice.
Exactly.
I want to go back to something, because, you know, we talk about how big this place is now, but you were here 20 years ago. Tell us what it was, the comparison between 20 years ago at the Rolex. It was always an international. But
yeah, but it was a three-day.
Three-day,
it wasn't or a three-star, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
It was not a four-star. And, you know, it was... We really thought there was a lot of people coming back then. And in comparison, it wasn't nearly the numbers, though our tent was smaller, so it just seemed that way. You know, with the infrastructure has been the most tremendous thing. Throughout this horse park, the infrastructure has been the most amazing thing that has really taken place. The roads they put in, the way they put the tents up now. You know, 20 years ago, we were in mud fields. We really were. I mean, I remember, too. I remember when I said to myself, this sport will always survive, as I watched this lady. She must have been 70 years old. She had a walker, a hand walker. She was picking it up, putting it down in the mud, taking another step, picking it up. And we were in mud probably up to our ankles. And she was still coming out, you know.
Oh, yeah.
They were just coming. And you know, it's been great. The infrastructure's really helped. It you don't have to... I don't have to run and get 40 bags of tan bark to put on my the ground anymore.
I remember a few times setting up with you, John, here that it was pouring. There was mud all over everything, and that was before we even started selling anything. The product was it was just a mess.
You know, because it's close to the ground, it's a little wet, and people it splashes,
yeah.
And they kick it onto the
I think we're going to have nicer weather this year. It doesn't look, keep our knock on wood, that we won't have any tornado warnings this year like last year where they kicked everybody out.
That was a little scary.
Please leave the park now.
Yeah, when everybody was in the bathrooms, I was cuddled in there getting my insurance agent on the phone. What are you talking about?
Yeah, I imagine you were.
Am I covered?
Yes. If my product ends up in Tennessee, is that do I have to go get it?
Yeah.
There'd be some looting that would be going on. I'd be a looter.
Well, I'm going to stop over, say hi to some old friends at the booth today.
Very good, yeah.
I'm sure there's still a few in there that I know from the past.
Yeah, there still is. We've got some employees that have been there a long time and keep coming back every year after year. And
wow.
You got some volunteers that help with this every year, too, don't you?
We do. What we do is just that we do a volunteer program where people can come in for like 6 hours and we give them gift certificate for the amount of time they help us out, and it's just really handy to have the people, and you know they get a good experience out of it, and we get some good workers out of it. Tell you what really helped when at the WAG, I had to have about 75 employees for the WAG, and we now have a onslaught of people that work for us there that keep coming back year after
back.
Year.
Yeah.
So now we really have a team that really can we pull together now. It's so much easier than it was before worrying about staffing.
Well, Jamie and John are about the same height. If you go looking to say hi to John on a busy time in the booth, you're going to just have to scream his name because you'll never find him.
Yeah.
That's what I do.
Yeah.
I just walk in and yell.
And I'm all over
like
the booth. I kind of walk around.
Well, it's so hard to find anybody in that booth when it's busy.
Yeah. But, you know, we've got a lot of walkway. You get, you know, and we've got it sectioned off. So if you want boots, you go to the boot area. If you want, you know, leather goods, you go to the leather area and buy none finer. And, you know, so it's all kind of segregated quite nicely.
Yeah.
I want to give
a
shout-out, too, to somebody that we are set up across from at Ada every year, and that's Judy from Fleece Works. And I hear that she has a new product line and is over in your booth as well.
She does, yeah. She's got a sheep's wool product line, which I really like because, you know, I've always thought that sheep's wool was a much better product because what you do is you shear the sheep, so you don't slaughter the sheep. And then, secondly, you knit it to a cotton backing. So the beauty of that is the fact that you don't have that skin. It's not going to dry. It's not going to crack. So it doesn't, you know, the wool doesn't pull out. Really good product. I'm really excited about
it. For us vegetarians, that makes us very happy.
Absolutely.
Peace on earth, people. Peace on earth.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, John.
Yeah.
Good luck today.
And thank you, Glenn. And then thanks for being a part of the sponsorship of the Chase
the
Challenge.
Well, can you text me to, later on today the winner's name?
I can, absolutely.
And if they want to be on the air tomorrow morning, send them over between 9 and 10, and we'll put them on the air.
Yeah, that'd be perfect.
Well, that'll
be
fun.
Very good. Yeah.
All right. Thanks, John.
Good.
Appreciate
Thank
it.
Thank you. See you in a bit.
It's bitofbritain.com, by the way.
Absolutely. Well, you guys, we just a couple minutes away from the start of dressage. Actually, it already has started. We got the test. That are going right now. Oh, my
that
gosh,
looks like
that
William Fox
going.
Pitt is coming up, actually. Let's see on the screen. We have a screen over here, and that looks like his tall frame on a horse.
Yeah, I think he just finished up, so we'll be getting his scores in. Of course, he's riding Park Lane Hawk, who, you know, if you were to look on the list of, what did we say, he has 9 horses qualified for the Olympic Games. I think that they decided that this is a great precursor to the Olympics because I guess there's some course similarities. And so they brought their superstar. Now, there's a reason that William Fox Pitt would make the trek over here, even though he has 9 horses over there in England, is because he is up for the Grand Slam.
That's right.
So if you're going to go for the Grand Slam, you might as well bring your best and brightest horse, and there's a reason they brought Park Lane Hawk.
And if I remember right, that's a chunk of change.
$250,000 if you win badminton, Rolex, and Burley, and in succession. Doesn't matter which one goes first. If you win it, you get $250,000. And if William Fox Pitt wins the Rolex Kentucky 3-day event this year, $250,000. Only one person has ever done it, and that's Piggy French. So is it Pippa Funnel?
Pippa Funnel,
so,
Pippa Funnel.
Just an awesome opportunity, and I'm sure he's going to be riding for his life. So we'll have to find out what his score ended up being, but it's going to be awesome.
I wanted to tell everybody, too, we have an event rider that we have on the show on a regular basis, and that's Jessica Phoenix out of Canada, who is not here, and I talked to her 2 days ago, and the reason she is not is she has already qualified for the Olympics and didn't think that she wanted to do an additional four-star this year. She wanted to do prep at home, so she said she wished everybody the best, and she's enjoying her time at home preparing for her Olympic run this year for the country of Canada. So congratulations to Jessica for qualifying.
Well, that must be nice. Like, I'm not going to do it because I'm already going to go.
Yeah, I'm already there. I don't need
All right,
to do anything
else. Parkland Hawk ended up with a score of 41.3. Guess what place that puts him in? That puts him in first place.
Oh, really?
Pitt just moved over Boyd Martin to overtake first place, 41.3. This is going to
I think
be...
everybody that was betting on this was betting that those two, William Fox Pitt and Boyd Martin, would be fighting for 1-2 on
Sunday.
Well,
I'll tell you what, we got to go in the little press area. They're asking for people that you think are going to be in the top percentage, and you pick the winner. Now, I picked Barb Crabo to be the winner because, you know, I'm a little bit partial. And then I got to fill out one for Chad, and whether he liked it or not, he picked William Fox Pitt. I was like, we're going to win.
Well,
one of us is.
You know, there's a lot of names on here. Anything can happen, of course, cross country day and then in the stadium, but there's some names on here. And one that I was really happy to see back up to the top five on Veronica is Karen O'Connor.
Yeah.
Back in the top five. It's always good to see her popping back up to the top of the list. And she was wearing this white during the trot. She was wearing this white pantsuit.
To jog.
That I was the jog trot. Same thing. She was wearing this white pantsuit, and I was going, how did she even keep that clean to show up here today? It was like pure white.
Chad has told me, what do you think the biggest challenge of dressage is?
Staying clean.
Wearing those white britches through all of that. When you know, especially when you're not Karen O'Connor and you actually have to tack up your own horse.
Yes.
And we have a guest here with us, and I'd like to welcome to the show Heather Morris. Congratulations yesterday. You are currently sitting, you were in 12th, now you think you're bumped down to 13.
I'm moving down already.
With a 57.3 on Slate River.
Yes.
Congratulations.
Thanks.
Now, I know, I heard you just walked the course.
Mark took a bunch of us around this morning at 8, so...
Now, you say Mark.
Mark Phillips, captain.
Captain
Mark Phillips.
Oh, Mark took us around. God, I would have loved to go on that walk. That would have been fun.
So we went around at 8 this morning, just got finished, and came straight here. So.
Well, thanks for coming
yeah.
over. It's nice to put a face. So she was on our Rolex preview, and Barb was on the show this morning, and I'm pretty mad at Debbie for not showing up today. Clearly, this is
There's
important.
Nothing else to do.
There's nothing
she
else
be riding
to do.
Soon. Is she riding
10:30.
Soon?
Yeah.
There you go.
So, yeah, I can't really fault her for it. But it was great to have you guys on. So what did you think about the test yesterday?
I was disappointed.
Really?
Yeah.
What?
He's really good in the dressage. I mean, and he worked really, really well the day before and warmed up super. And I might have warmed him up a little bit too long, but even still, he went in there and he gets down on his head and he wasn't listening. And then he had a couple bobbles that are very, very uncharacteristic for him. So I was really disappointed.
What do you attribute that to? Was it the stadium or the...
He tends, it's kind of been this kind of running, he's been doing it, so I don't know, I've tried to change my warm-up a little bit, but I got it a little wrong, so, oh well, we have 2 more days.
Yeah, you have 2 more days, and
yeah.
I know that the standings always change
yeah.
considerably
yeah.
as things progress. You're only 1 out of 3 right now.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
Tell us about the course, and how did it look?
It's good, it's really good. Obviously, last year I had a little error steering-wise, so I'm going to try to concentrate this a little bit more.
That steering thing is way overrated. I hate it.
When the jumps are pretty skinny, it becomes pretty crucial. So
a lot of skinny?
Yeah, a lot of skinny stuff. You know, big jump in and then a skinny something coming out. So I'm going to try to concentrate and focus more, and hopefully he's fitter than he was last year. And, I mean, he'll jump anything I point him at. If I just get in there, he'll be fine. So...
Mm-hmm. How's the footing? They've been, you
oh
know,
my God, it's
the,
perfect.
They've been having a lot
it
of
is,
rain, and it looks good.
It's perfect. It really is perfect. They have the sprinklers going a little bit out there. But it really is perfect. So as long as we can try to keep the spectators off the galloping tracks.
And they try, but
they get a little distracted and they want to go look at the jump. But the going right now is absolutely perfect.
Oh, wow, that's fantastic.
And we can't say that for all the past Rolexes that we've ever had.
No. You know, it's so great to hear everybody talk about the footing being perfect, because this is the kind of place where you show up and it's like, everybody's, oh my God, it's so hard, or it is raining and it has been raining for 3 days.
Yeah,
you know?
Well, that's how it was last year. We couldn't get the water out of the coffin.
Yeah.
The water was in
there were water places. There hasn't been water before.
Yeah.
Yeah, Sunken Road was a water jump.
It was.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's true. I forgot about that. And then tornadoes to add to it.
Yeah. Oh, that was nuts.
So currently, right now, I'm staring out into, you know, the Kentucky Horse Park. The view is spectacular. Watching horses on a hill, and it's, I mean, not a cloud in the sky. Mm-hmm. It is just absolutely
lovely
beautiful.
Out there right now.
Little chill in the air, so you're not sweating. So it's just absolutely perfect for today. So
can I ask you one quick question? What will you do today to prepare for tomorrow? Will you work them out at all?
I'm actually going to go jump in a little bit.
Are you?
Okay. Yeah, I'm going to go do some cross-country jumps and do just a small little sprint in the down the hill, up the hill. So go do that, make sure my steering's good, and then just kind of let him rest a little bit.
Will he get turned out on a day like this? Will you turn him out at all?
No.
Okay.
There are little paddocks up there you can rent, but... he actually, we take him out and hand graze him a lot.
Yeah. Okay. Cool.
He's moving around. Well,
what time do you ride tomorrow?
I don't know.
Oh, you don't know? Okay.
I think I'm.
That'll come out later today.
The lunch break.
Oh, good. Good.
So, I don't know.
Well, we'll be rooting for you.
Thanks.
Well, we'll be cheering for you. Heather Morris in Slate River, congratulations on getting the test done. And I know that it's just uphill from here. So.
Yeah. Hope so.
So good luck to you.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you,
Heather.
Bye. Thanks for stopping by. Well, I'm ready to go watch some dressage.
Yes, Jennifer does have a question, though. She says, is Cigar out today? I don't see him from here. We can't really see the Hall of Champions from here. So I don't know if Cigar is out there or not.
I'm sure he's an ambassador for the Hall of Champions here at the Kentucky Horse Park. And one of my favorites. I have his briar.
Well, let's wrap it up for today. We'll be back again tomorrow at 9 a.m. Look for the Eventing Radio Show also. Best place to find out when that comes out is just look for Eventing Radio Show on Facebook. But our show will be out in the recorded version. If you only heard part of it today, you can catch the rest of it. It'll be out in a recorded version in an hour or so. So look for that as well.
And thanks to all of our guests for popping over. You know, I'm sure that Barb Crabo is not busy at all. So thanks to Barb for coming by, and Bo from Back on Track, Kelvin from Southern Stars, John Nunn from The Bit of Britain and Nunn Finer, and, of course, Heather Morris popping by at the end there to give us a little preview for the course. So I had no idea that people went out and galloped and jumped on the off.
That's what I wanted to know, too.
Fascinating.
I know. I guess she's not going to do a whole lot of it. It'll probably be a half an hour kind of work.
Well, I guess they've been focusing on dressage for so long now, like at least,
Just have to tune his brain a little bit before tomorrow.
Go get galloping.
I always wanted to ask her this, too. I wonder, is it an advantage to go dressage on Thursday, have Friday off, and then go? Or is it better to get them working 3 days in a row? I don't know. I guess it depends on the horse.
You probably get different, you know. If you're riding on Friday, you think, good for me, I'm on Friday.
Yeah.
You know, whatever. But thanks to everybody for listening. I'm going shopping, peace out.
All right, we're going to play a little Templeton Thompson to take out the show today. We'll see you tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. Eastern here on Horses in the Morning.
Spay, neuter, and kill. And go eventing. Woo-hoo!
And we'll see you at Peeler.
Well, I never did crawl and I never did toe the line. No man is master to me, I ain't that kind. I just put on my traveling shoes. If you want to win, you just can't lose the time or stay behind. Well, I was born a runner.
Jennifer talked me down last night.
Dad talked me down.
It's so funny.